Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's almost time for that 2017-2018. Steve Rummage, Marcus Maben, Brian Hall draft. We'll get to that point. But before we get to that point, I got to tell you people something. Steve, will you look at this real quick? Sorry about that. I know this is not good radio, people, but this guy's stupid.
Real.
Welcome back to Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150-93.9 is the number. People, there's a particular reason that we're talking about drafts. There is a particular reason that I brought up three-on-three drafts. There's a particular reason that I said I'm going to give you a chance to go at the Maben generation, right? Because everybody knows, you know, we know something about sports. We've been watching the notice of allegation, all your trouble with the NCAA. We've all been going through this together, and it sucks, right?
Absolutely.
And there's one little thing that we've been pointing to kind of misdirection when we get mad about, you know, what's going on with the University of Louisville. We've continuously pointed out the fact that North Carolina has been under a very bad, you know, investigation, right?
Right.
It's basically given us our out. Would you agree with that? It's given us our psychological out.
Yeah.
We're going to be okay because them North Carolina boys are doing something crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we've been talking about. And Louisville fans, in case you're new to the show, or if you are new to the show, there's one reason that you get to point to North Carolina and all their academic mumbo jumbo. Do you know what that reason is, Steve?
What's that?
The reason we're able to make fun and pick at North Carolina Tar Heels is because a family member of mine.
There is a family member, yeah.
There is a family member of mine, Rashad McCants. Rashad McCants, to the North Carolina faithful, is seen as the whistleblower.
Yes.
He's my family, so I don't care. You can call him what you want, but I'll beat you up later on. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Rashad McCants is the one who said publicly, we had fake classes. We had fake classes. We were steered towards these fake classes. Don't get mad at me. It's the truth. We did not get our full academic education from the University of North Carolina because we were steered as athletes to be able to stay eligible and not to have the toughest workload. We take this class.
Right.
My cousin, you know, Cameron Maben's first cousin, so he's my second cousin.
Yeah.
He knows me. I know him. I saw his sister at the wedding. This is one of my cousin's cousins.
Yeah.
He's, okay, anything past him, I can't really claim, but Rashad McCants is my claimable cousin. You know, I know where he lives, all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rashad McCants blew the whistle. Everybody gave Louisville fans something to cheer about. He's still my people, so whatever. Fast forward to the 3-on-3 league. Now, have you heard about this 3-on-3 league with Ice Cube and all OG basketball players?
I have. A lot of people involved. Coaching, everything. I think Iverson's coaching.
Yes. What do you think about the idea?
No, I mean, I like it. It's something for summer. I mean, you know, to kind of get you. I like how they do, like, the basketball tournament for the $1 million and different stuff.
Are you one of those guys too?
I mean, I just the street ball for the money.
Yeah,
I mean, I enjoy it. And this one, I really think's cool because it's a lot of former players and stuff.
I want to try to open this now, people. Before we get into our draft, Brian, you better not be back there researching points per game and assists per game.
I'm getting a little something together. You see what's going on right now, people?
Our man Brian Hall, the producer who's going to be participating in our 3-on-3 draft right now, is going through the stat line of all the Louisville players.
No, I got some surprises for you.
So he can compile a case.
He's calling family and friends. Like, hey, what's he been doing? You know,
he's been working out. Calling the agents real quick.
Yeah.
He is trying to put together fancy, but people, just so you can, Steve, are my eyes getting bad or what? This is really small. You agree this is really small?
No, that's tiny.
I'm supposed to, boy, I was going to give you some props just now. Only the people watching this on Facebook almost saw what you just did.
I know,
that
was incredible.
A paper came off the table, and Steve caught it with his foot. Now, if that paper had a stain on his foot,
I know,
he would have been immortalized.
I know.
In reaction history, but the paper fell out. Point being, people, I had to get my computer really close. Listen to some of these 3-on-3 teams. I can't even read. Three's a company. Captain, Allen Iverson. Co-captain, DeMar Johnson. You remember that name? Mm-hmm. Cincinnati DeMar Johnson. Boy, he was a problem. Andre Owens, Mike Sweetney, Reuben Patterson. Y'all remember that name? Ugh. I don't like it. Some of the other teams. What's it? Three men to Monstars. Rashard Lewis, Jason Williams, Kwame Brown, Eddie Basdin, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, Mike Bibby, Ricky Davis, Mo Evans. There's some players. There's some players. You know what? And they're all of my age. I don't know if I should feel insulted or what, because these are the OGs. And I'm like, I play with these guys.
Oh, it gets better for you. There's a lot more.
Oh, the names on here.
Yeah.
Kenya Martin, Al Harrington, Dion Glover, James White. Oh, my God. I'm getting older by the second, people. Larry Hughes. I was at the Derby Festival. He was my homeboy at the Derby Classic. That's who I rode around town with.
Yeah.
Steve, you're having a great time with this, aren't you?
This is fun, yeah.
Katina Mobley, Lee Nalen, Mike Jones. Who?
Mike Jones.
I didn't know if you would get that.
Yeah, I did. So, I did get that.
Mike Jones.
I got that, yeah.
Who? Get it?
Yeah, I was a senior in high school. It was around 05, right? 04?
I don't know. How would I know that? Even if I knew, I wouldn't admit it, Mike Jones. So you were jamming to Mike Jones. You were saying, who, Mike Jones? Steve was riding around Bullitt County talking about Mike Jones.
I know, man.
Steve's mom is like, boy, what's wrong with you?
I was cooler than you think.
Obviously. You know, you've convinced me of that already.
Yeah.
Dr. J is the coach of that team. But point being, people, those names I just gave you are part of a new 3-on-3, you know, really like marketed 3-on-3, you know, basketball league.
It's called the Big Three.
I don't know the qualifications either because – you can't – it's going to start getting younger and younger, and there's going to start to be ringers that are way too young to be playing.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
I gotta find out. People, tweet at me if you have the rules and regulations of this 3-on-3. Not because I need it for the show. I'm curious to know. Maybe 939 at Stephen Rummage or at Brian Hall ESPN. I need to know some of the rules. Is there an age limit? Because this thing could get ugly really, really quick. And the three, how rough is this going to be?
I like your cousin's team, man.
The number one pick in the 3-on-3 Ice Cube Big Three draft was Rashad McCants.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because he should be in the league right now.
Yeah.
Rashad is different.
He's got Kenya Martin, Al Harrington, James White.
He marches to the beat of his own drum.
James White jumped from the middle of the free throw.
That always goes underappreciated.
Yeah.
James White is the, you know, every time we saw that free throw line dunk, I mean, there was the Jordan, there was the Barry. You know, everybody always stepped on the free throw line.
Yeah.
And you just basically called it from the free throw line. James White really.
It was incredible.
Before, like maybe a foot and a half in front of the 3-point line. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's just absolutely stupid what James White could do. He's playing. But unfortunately, Steve,
yes.
In 3-on-3, there is no room for takeoff.
No, not there. It's a different game.
Okay.
It's a different game.
Okay, so Steve, we've given you a chance to think about it.
Absolutely.
Are we gonna do paper, rock, scissors for the 3-on-3 this time? Is that fair?
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with that.
Process elimination.
Because Facebook Live can watch you guys.
Right. To
and
make
see,
sure.
I'm the guy in the closet that
Facebook
nobody sees.
Facebook Live, watch Steve Rummage. He's going to cheat. We're going to go 1, 2, 3. No, 1, 2, shoot.
Okay.
All right.
1, 2, shoot.
I'm going to give you people a chance to think. I'm going to give you a chance to outthink yourselves, everybody.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, wait. I want to read your minds because I need to win this one.
Absolutely.
Y'all ready?
Ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to go 1-2 shoot, okay?
1-2
okay.
Shoot.
On your mark. Yeah. 1. You ready?
Yeah.
1-2 shoot.
All right,
Marcus got the third pick.
Damn.
You thought everybody in the room, man.
I thought I was going to outthink
that's
you guys.
That's why you lose drafts right there. That's why you lose drafts.
Trying to be way too smart for my own
Amir Abdullah right
okay,
there.
Okay, I'm out of it. Okay.
All right. Y'all are ahead.
I'm good either way here, so this is
okay,
good.
Okay, you ready?
Let's do it.
One, two, shoot.
Okay, that was a little botched, but that's okay.
You
got it, Steve.
You did kind of cheat with that one.
Yeah, cheater.
Brian Hall cheated. People, okay. You can't see that.
I didn't cheat. No, Steve cheated.
No, I thought you hesitated a bit.
He hesitated once.
I thought Brian Hall hesitated.
Okay, anyway.
I feel this way.
You know what? I was looking at you,
can't
Brian.
You can't see mine on the screen.
Sorry.
So, right?
No, and I was looking at you, Brian, so you got a raw deal. You got a raw deal.
All right. Well,
Jim Higgins.
So we're going with last year's.
Get it, Jim Higgins.
Yeah, I get it.
Last year's champion gets the number one pick. It's fair.
No. We're saying the whole roster from last year's basketball team.
No. This roster coming up.
How about we kick Donovan Mitchell out? Donovan Mitchell's out.
Okay.
Mitchell's out.
I
don't want.
I wasn't gonna pick him anyway.
Okay. Jalen. Wait. Jalen Johnson's out. Donovan Mitchell's out. Oh, we're including the freshman.
Yeah.
Darius Perry.
I think so.
Lance Thomas.
This is next year's roster.
Malik Williams
minus Donovan.
Can I add in Anthony Simmons?
No.
I can't add in my 2018 recruit.
Yeah, you can take him, and I want Courtney Ramey with the first pick.
Could we take a mystery grad transfer?
No.
No mystery grad transfer.
No mystery.
No.
8150, 93.9 people, feel free to chime in. If you have corrections on who somebody should have took, okay.
With
the first pick in the NBA draft.
Steve Rumage.
Correct.
I'm going to have to go. I'm on the board.
You lose.
Give me Dangadel.
Oh,
man.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Dangadel. Yep. Okay. Yep. Steve Rummage. Wait, do you got a pen? Because somebody needs to write this down. I won't keep up with it at all. Steve Rummage. What's your team name, Steve? Steve Rummage team name, Dangadel. Okay. You got a name for your team?
Not yet.
You get some time. Brian Hall with the second pick.
Hold on. 2017-2018
draft.
Man, Dangadel's a tough one here. All right.
With the second pick in the NBA draft.
Brown Hall.
Select.
He's going to go with... man. You put me in a tough spot here, man.
I know.
I mean, I'm going to go with Quentin Schneider.
And I made a big-time executive move, too.
On the way your team is going to work?
Yeah.
Okay. You went Q Snyder?
Pick number two.
Okay, yeah. Is this indoors or outdoors? Because it is 3-on-3.
It's indoor. We'll play. They play multiple places. They play outdoor and indoor.
NBA Street.
Yeah. You play anywhere.
NBA Street Classic. Okay.
Y'all better not mess up.
With the third
pick in the NBA draft.
Marcus Maven.
Select.
Man. Better not mess this up or it's over.
You took Dangadel.
It's over.
With the first pick. Where do we hear that before, Steve?
I know.
With the third pick. In the draft, Marcus, of course, wants to outthink the room. Marcus is going to take.
This is bad.
I can win with Darius Perry.
No.
I can win with Darius Perry. Yes.
Did I take your man, Quentin Schneider, since you went point guard?
I can win with Darius Perry.
You went point guard.
There's nobody left. I can't lose now.
Back
I
up.
Cannot lose. Darius Perry, you got Q Snyder. I got Darius.
You back up point guard.
I'm listening, Steve.
Well,
with the fourth pick, Steve Rummage selects
Louisville native Dwayne Sutton.
Ooh.
Y'all have lost your minds.
Ooh.
Y'all have lost your minds.
You've lost your mind.
Y'all let
I'm
me
just
have
kidding. I love
Dingadale and Dwayne Sutton.
I'm gonna work him. Hurry up, Brian.
Oh my goodness,
Brian! Hurry up so I can win this whole 3-on-3 tournament. With the fifth pick, Brian Hall selects
VJ King.
Darn it. Of course you got VJ.
6'7", shooting guard, small forward. Out of California, I believe.
It's pretty
Where
good.
Where is he from?
He's from Virginia.
Yeah, from Virginia Beach. Whatever. Same thing.
California.
It's all beaches.
Love it.
All right.
With the sixth pick. With the sixth pick in this 2017-2018 midday with Marcus Maven draft, I guess. Marcus Maven selects.
He didn't like that three spot.
Well, it's only a 2-hour show.
Na, 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 na,
he knows he's already lost. Is the problem. Na, na,
na, na, na. Anas Mahmood.
Ooh.
Anas Mahmood. I'll take him. I'll take him.
And now Steve's up. We'll start the third round.
Wow.
Go ahead. Brian Hall to DJ.
Oh, since I'm drafting with you two, I will take with my last pick to go with Ding Adele and Dwayne Sutton. I will go with Raymond J. Spalding.
Who's bringing your ball up?
How did y'all let me do that?
No, no, don't even worry about that, Brian. Give him,
Brian, how much 3-on-3 you play, man?
Give him Ray Spalding.
You don't bring the ball up the court 3-on-3.
Okay.
This is half court. Come on. We ready? Come on.
With the 7th, 8th, 9th pick.
With the third round selection of Brian Hall, he will take power forward center Malik Williams coming in as a freshman.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, your boy Marcus is behind the eight ball on this one. No, it was that. It was because my draft pick was not where I needed it to be. But you know what? I can win with anything. That's the point.
Well, go ahead then.
That is the point right now. With the
Mr. Irrelevant
last pick of the Midday with Marcus Maven draft, Marcus Maven takes Ryan McMahon.
Whoa,
of course.
Man.
Are y'all crazy? Woo. Y'all see, this is what y'all don't understand. The game is changing.
He took Ryan McMahon.
The game changing, people.
Oh, please argue this.
Take Levitch,
argue this.
Nobody can guard Darius Perry on this team.
Not 6'8 Ding Adele or 6'5 Dwayne Sutton. I don't know what I'll do with it.
They cannot guard Darius Perry. Steve.
Absolutely. Dwayne Sutton can guard Josh Hart, but he'll never mess with Darius Perry.
Josh Hart cannot. He can't guard Darius Perry.
This is good.
Darius Perry is going to ISO you fools to.
I'm enjoying this.
To no end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, see, I mixed it up here. See, I got a point guard with Quentin Snyder. I got my wing with VJ King, and I got my big man with Malik Williams.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's respectable.
Ryan McMahon
I'll talk
can
with
guard
you.
I won't Quentin talk Snyder.
Yeah.
Ryan McMahon is the best shooter in the ACC once he starts
getting
more minutes.
He better shoot 100%.
Ryan McMahon is going to stretch
Sutton.
Out. We're playing indoors.
Hey.
When we play outdoors, Darius Perry's going to dominate. When we play indoors, Ryan McMahon's he's going to stretch out.
I'm having
out
a team meeting. I'm having a team meeting.
Are you
Dwayne, Ding, Ray, which one of y'all want to post Ryan up? I mean, it's up to y'all. I really don't care. Like,
Dwayne,
do y'all want me to play? You want me to post him up? Like, which one of y'all three want to? I'll sub in.
Since when did you're saying Dang is because he's a 3-point shooter.
Why do I need him to shoot threes if I can shoot 100%
because
from the field layups?
Who said, where's his post game at? How many people did he post up this year?
You don't need a post game. He's 6 inches taller.
That's why you have the best help defender in all of basketball in Anas Mahmoud.
Brian, let's talk serious game.
Listen, let's do it.
You made it, like, you people made
you're
these
out.
Arguments the entire year.
Not only did you lose, but now you're going to be that team.
No.
We played a team in our basketball league last week, the worst team I've ever played in my life.
No.
You're worse than that.
No.
This first round selection, we debated on if he was eligible for the draft before the draft
Darius
started.
Darius Perry.
Yeah, we argued if freshmen were available.
Okay, who can stop him?
Ding Adele or Sutton.
You think they can stop
Ray
Darius Perry, honestly?
Ray Spalding.
Okay, once you bring Ray Spalding out, you're in trouble.
Why? Because you didn't draft a big man. So why am I in trouble? I play my big man.
I drafted the best big man, Anas Mahmoud.
Ooh.
What are you talking about, Steve? That's what I'm saying.
Stop.
Like, y'all are just in love with the power game because you don't realize the game has changed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We
your team would win great if y'all go to Belgium and play. Your team
We saw Darius Perry ISO everybody in the Derby Classic.
Yes.
You can't keep him out the paint.
Yeah.
Your guy's not going to be able. I'm sorry, Quinn. Listen, Pops, we love you. He can't
they
stop.
They could set up a court underneath like the Eiffel Tower.
Perry.
Play in Paris. That would be really good.
And listen, and we're playing zone. Don't even worry about that.
That was going to be awesome.
Honest is going to stop everything on the inside. We are running zone, people.
Marcus, we all dreamed
81,
Marcus 50, never played ball.
81-50, 93-9. Steve Rummage says, Dang.
Put some respect on my team's name. Ding Adele.
Sutton,
Dwayne.
I keep putting Cam Sutton.
Raymond J. Spalding. There you go. Say it like
You've
that.
You've got to shoot outside. We're going zone. Nobody's shooting
I have no idea what Ray's
honest.
Middle name is, by the way.
No, you make up one, Steve.
It's Ray J.
Listen.
Ray J. Spalding.
In
Raymond J.
To
Spalding.
To be culturally appropriate,
yes.
You give him a nickname.
That's it. Raymond J. Spalding.
Raymond J. Stadium? No. Is that where you got that from?
Probably. Ray J. I think's where I got it from.
Trinity Rock.
Yeah.
Long day,
let's go, man. This is good.
Keeping the local boy. I got my local boy. I got Quentin Schneider.
You got a song.
Yeah, Brian, me and Brian's going to have a tough team. Yeah.
That team's, yo.
Man, a championship game's going to be tough.
Championship game's going to be legit. Like, I'm a little worried. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know. I mean,
what are you
Malik,
talking about?
Like, Malik's a little. I think
have you, you know what? Like, you guys are prisoners of the moment. You're so prisoners of the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, do you agree that Ryan McMahon is almost automatic in a stretch 3-on-3 game?
No. No. That no. Are you kidding me? He needs 5-on-5 where he can get where there's going to be more help side. 3-on-3, I'm not help. Why do I want to play
that's
help side?
That's my point,
I'm just checking you, dude.
5-on-5, you can
just
help.
You.
3-on-3.
You've never played ball. But Marcus never played ball.
Somebody has to help.
It was all a dream.
Darius Barry.
It was all a dream.
Somebody yeah. has to help. When you have a point guard,
you know how many people are throwing stuff
can't
right
be
now.
Stop. You have to help. You're going to have to commit somebody.
People grew up idolizing you right now that are just like my dream.
I mean, I
everything
can't,
I thought I
let
knew.
Me, let me go. Somebody.
That's it.
He went with Jordan Nwora over Ryan McMahon.
Yes.
Who
that would I that would have been
a good,
it.
That's a good.
That would have been so. I would have.
I
picked,
need
you
experience.
Should have picked Steve Enoch. I would have picked Steve Enoch and played two bigs.
He's ineligible.
Okay. Well, he's on the roster. I didn't know. I didn't know we were.
Now,
separating
the now, now transfers the are court. Eligible.
Yeah. I don't know. We were transfers don't count.
Brian's. He said it. You know. Are we gonna do the outside guys coming in?
I tried to lay the lines before the draft.
All right. That's fair.
I have much more confidence in Ryan McMahon's 3-pointer than anybody on this team.
It's like Lance Thomas.
No.
Give me some energy.
I can't believe you
that
guys.
That pick would have been Jalen Johnson
I can't
if
believe
you were here.
Right. I did think about that, too. Yeah. He was going to be my second. You know what I was thinking, Brian? It's funny you say that. I got a finisher in Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, well, you don't have anything now.
I still don't understand why you think
Mr.
somebody
irrelevant,
can,
Ron
you think
McMahon.
Somebody can stop Darius Perry.
This is ridiculous.
Is there anybody can stop him one-on-one?
Yes, Dingadale and Dwayne. I got the only two guys on the team that can.
You see what I'm talking about?
I have only two guys on the team that can.
We watched people. See, here's where we run into this problem. You were here during the season. You were here when we talked about Dingadale, and we talked about Dingadale, you know, not being able to – his length could affect people, but he couldn't stay in front of anybody. Or he got beat a lot. Dingadale got beat a lot. He can't stay in front of Darius Perry.
Okay.
That's just wrong.
I wouldn't put him on Darius Perry anyways. Dwayne Sutton.
No, I asked you I asked you who can stay in front of him.
But yeah, but I mean,
Dwayne Sutton can't stay in front
I have
of Darius
two,
Perry.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling stop. You. You're going to have to commit an stop. Extra defender stop. To Darius Perry.
How are you going to stop my outside shooting with Quentin Schneider and VJ King and then the post presence with Malik Williams?
You know what? VJ King, he's streaky. So. He's capable of causing an upset, but I just think if we had a season,
yeah,
I guarantee my team would win.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
I bet they do that in practice. Yeah. I bet they would break
I'd
this
love
team
to
up.
See you. I'd love to see the looks you got in the gym when you walked in the gym and there was Dwayne Sutton and Dingadale, and you said, give me a rhyming man. Like, dude, get this dude out of the gym.
Give me if I'm Darius Perry.
You're that guy. You ever
give me the big man that's gonna keep everybody out the paint.
You ever played pickup? I don't know if you
can anybody
pickup.
Get around Darius
you
Perry.
Had 2-point
guards. We saw his defense. Can somebody dribble around him?
Do I have someone that I feel like could break down Darius Perry?
Yes, Steve.
I don't.
I know you don't.
And
that
I'm
was
okay,
rhetorical.
But I'm okay with saying that. I mean, I don't need to.
I do. I got Quentin Schneider.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. But I mean,
Quentin Schneider.
He could break down Perry.
You're wrong.
When Schneider's on offense,
you're wrong.
Other way around, a little different.
He's not going to be able to get around Darius Perry.
Okay.
Geez, I don't know. I do have a love.
He doesn't need to get around him. He can shoot it.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, I mean, my team's killing you. I'm talking. We're talking this. Now.
Where did all this come from?
I love Darius Perry.
Nobody can get around him.
I do.
Quentin can't get around him. And like I said, we've loved to massage Quentin Schneider his entire career here, but he's not getting around Darius Perry on a consistent basis. And nobody's staying in front of Darius Perry. Don't you know that if you have a point guard that can get in the lane and finish at any given time and there's nobody in there to stop him?
I got the best weak side guy, though, Ray Spalding.
He's not better than Honest in the weak side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ray Spalding's best weak side shot blocker on the team.
That's not true.
Yeah. No, he absolutely is.
8150, 93.9. I think people are just listening to this debate. Yeah. And I like I said, I do like the Jordan Nwora idea.
Mm-hmm. I would have taken him over McMahon.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because y'all.
I take Jordan Fair.
You need that shooter,
take
man.
A coach.
You need a shooter.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. We're gonna mark this entire debate. And when that's going to be
I love Ryman.
Did you go for McMahon just because he's a shooter?
He's the best shooter on the team.
Yeah, but Jordan Nwora is 6'7", and he's one of the best shooters coming in this class.
But Jordan Nwora, we don't have any proof on if he can really do it.
I'll tell you what.
See the matchups. You don't have a wing
Ryman
that can match up
come
with
off
VJ
the bench
King
cold
or
against
Ding
Purdue.
Adele.
And drain too. I seen him ice games. I seen him icing against Syracuse. I seen him icing against Purdue. That man has ice water
Marcus,
running through his veins.
I deal with this every fantasy season.
And he's going to shoot from 2 feet behind the three-point line. He is going to stretch a three-on-three lead
this is crazy.
Like nobody else.
You just picked Amir Abdullah and didn't know Ezekiel Elliott was still on the board. That's what just happened. You're that
it's
guy in fantasy
true.
Where I'm like, dang, I lost Zeke. And then you're like, Amir Abdullah. I'm like, oh, my God. He forgot Zeke's on the board.
Now, here's the problem. This is why you guys don't know what you're talking about when the NBA draft comes. Because when you're picking your team, you need experts. You need experts at your positions. Experts. Nobody scores over Anas Mahmood. He's an expert at what he does. Rymack is an expert at shooting. Other guys are good shooters. Ryan McMahon is an expert. Darius Perry is an expert at the point guard play. His dad's a coach. He has all the intangibles. He has all the ability. He's the sharpest guy in the tool shed, and expertise at every position means wins.
Yeah.
Are you saying that you pick specialty players? That you pick McMahon because he's a shooter? You pick Mahmood because he's a defender?
Yes. I put together a team. I didn't just go get ballers.
Yeah.
I got a team.
Well, I did. And my ballers
and
are going to
lose.
No, they win. They win. So I'm taking my ballers.
8150, 93.9, midday with Marcus Maben. We're going to see if we can poll question this. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break. And I'm going to think about this. I'm going to run this by somebody else, somebody I trust. Let me get somebody on the phone. See if we can get somebody to pick these teams a little bit, get a little judgment. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150, 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Again, it's a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. It's a Tuesday that makes us happy to be here. Appreciative to be in here. Bringing you every day all good sports, real good topics. Real barbershoppy feel today, you know, with the 3-on-3 fantasy, you know, draft. We're talking about real drafts. We're talking about Donovan Mitchell and his real draft. Dang Adele and his real draft. And who we think should stay or who thinks should go. We've done our fantasy basketball 3-on-3 draft. Shout out to Rashad McCants, the number one pick in the big 3-on-3. Shout out. People, you should be thanking my cousin, too, for exposing North Carolina. Don't be talking about my
people. No, I'm with you 100% on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you all should thank my family legacy for exposing that academic brothel that is North Carolina.
But McCants then went to the Minnesota Timberwolves, I believe.
He did.
You know, that was my team. And
you mad at
really
him?
Hoping for some big, big things.
They traded him.
He stayed there for a little while, and then he moved along. I thought he was going to bust out. I was excited.
What's wrong with Minnesota that my cousin Rashad McCants wasn't able to last there?
Well, that's when they were bad, and they're still bad, but they're getting better. They are going to be really good.
Listen,
I stick by my team no matter what. Only Minnesota team
that I'm fooling with. Let's go, Lions. Let's go, baby.
Don't talk about the Vikings like that.
I said that. I didn't mean Minnesota. Forget.
Yeah.
Don't be talking about Minnesota. My Vikings.
Let's go, Lions.
There you go.
The rivalry was born.
So
are we going to?
You didn't give Miss Reeves an answer on pick a team. I need this on record. I need this on record that you don't support the Detroit Lions so Ms. Reeves can properly chastise you for the future.
Yeah, I mean,
you listening?
I'm a Cowboy, man. I hate to say it. It's
Mamas don't let it's grow up be Cowboy. Who sings that song?
I don't know. Willie Nelson, probably.
I'm sure everybody does a version of it.
Oh yeah. I think. Or do you want to go to the phone lines, or do we want to? Because I think we need to bring up something that was kind of. I don't even know if you were going to bring it up, but I think we could just for a second, because it's kind of officially starting to hit the news wire.
Go ahead.
That broke on, not really broke, but was when we did the show 3 to 6 and we had Janetta on.
Yes. Yes.
That was kind of a big thing.
And yes, we owe her that conversation.
Yeah. She said, Janetta Johnson, mother of Jalen Johnson, said when we had her on the line from 3 to 6 last week, said that Jalen, she said, look, he didn't do that.
Yes.
So, and that's going to come out.
And no. Let's slow play this one.
Yeah.
She said he didn't do it, you know, but his name gets put on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is his car. He had no idea. Fast forward, the charges were dismissed.
Yes.
His plea was withdrawn.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you remember how we rolled our eyes as a general public?
Yeah, we did.
I mean,
I'm guilty.
To be fair,
no, I'm guilty.
Before it happened, I said, let's be careful because we're not positive that, you know, he's guilty like it sounds. So, does this change how you feel about it? First and foremost, you do have to say, people, say what you want, make the judgment you want, but you owe him the fact that the charges were dismissed.
Yeah.
I mean, the plea was withdrawn. That's a fact that she's tweeted out, right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't go to law, you know, I didn't go to booking.com or whatever to see if it happened.
WDRB has picked up on it, too, and has talked
about
it.
Good for them as well. Yeah. Good for them.
And something that Jason Riley had said from WDRB, said, you know, every court official in Woodford County refuses to acknowledge Jalen Johnson had any kind of case there, but they've left it in the public records.
Repeat that.
I
just wanted to make sure I got
every
word for word.
Court official in Woodford County where the
every public official in Woodford County
refuses to acknowledge Jalen Johnson had any kind of case yet there
against him.
Yeah. Yet they leave it in public records. So that's a little interesting.
That's very interesting. Like, okay. So that being fair, are we being fair to him still? I mean, do you feel any kind of redactation out of this? Like,
I don't feel any
redactation. Made a mistake? It wasn't a Louisville thing. It was,
She said in the conversation with us that this was his dream.
Yes.
That's why he's going pro. Not because she said that Louisville
was a problem, right?
No, but I mean.
But that you would agree that was another thing that the public assumed.
Absolutely.
Because that got, and think about that. Do you send a note to the NCAA Committee of Infractions and say, oh, by the way, that story that broke right before our meeting, every public official in Woodford County, not public official, the word is
court official.
Every court official in Woodford County refuses to acknowledge that there was a case against Jalen Johnson.
I think it's fair.
The day before. That the fact that came out the day before the meeting with the committee of infractions. Think about how uncomfortable that is. Like, I won't, you know, of course it's not going to be a political statement, but let's just think about that, people.
No, that's totally fair.
Nobody in Woodford County will acknowledge there was a case against Jalen Johnson. Janetta Johnson came on the show and we equally rolled our eyes because we have gotten so comfortable with the idea of college kid driving around with weed that we assumed it was true.
Right.
It never crossed our mind. And then when the story was told, again, first and foremost, she was thankful of him being safe. So add that to the, I don't even want to talk about the details of the story. Because I don't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers, being appreciative that he made it home safe.
That's an interesting dynamic now.
Right, right. Yeah. And having that hanging over your head Maybe that says, hey, mom, I just want to try to go to the league. Like, think about it. If he doesn't tell mom, if he doesn't tell Rick Pitino that something happened up, you know, or if you told mom and you said, listen, I don't know what's going to happen, but this could be bad and it wasn't mine. But if, you know, but it, I got a citation.
Yeah.
Whew. The inference, the fear that he was wrongly accused, you know, it's uncomfortable.
Well, it's I'm going to have to hear a lot more details on this.
I know, which we will never have.
Because if you were found with marijuana in your car, that, I mean, what do you,
I know.
You know,
I know.
So,
right.
So did somebody say, no, I didn't see it. Like what, you know. That,
and they say it was on the floor in the back seat. Yeah, you know, that those are the confirmed things that
but,
we heard.
But
you got to be careful.
Yeah, I'll
about
be careful with that.
That. Yeah.
But it's what I can say is good for him. That's off his record.
Yes. Unfortunately,
going pro,
like
that's
the Chris
good.
Jones thing.
Yeah.
Chris Jones is taking off every board. I'm not comparing it to Chris Jones, obviously.
No, but that I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
because
clearing your name never is as good as having
it. Well, people still talk to me today and they'll say, well, you know, the Chris Jones
yes,
scandal.
When they're talking about.
Hang on, no, don't call it a scandal. No, I'm
yeah,
not talking
yeah,
to you.
No, you're
I'm
right,
saying,
you're right.
I'm saying to people, you know, hang on. Don't call it a scandal. Chris Jones didn't do anything.
Let's get to these phone lines because we did owe that statement. Are we talking line one here? Line one, UK Vince is going to separate the winners from the losers in our 3-on-3. Vince, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Just really quick, I just wanted to say with that story. You were just talking about there's more to meet the eye there. There's something else going on. I don't know what, but that it doesn't pass the smell test. Something else is going on there. Just really quick about your draft. I got to say, Marcus, I totally respect your basketball expertise. I would never, ever, ever try to think that I'm no anywhere close. You probably
but
forgot more about that.
It sounds like a but is coming.
But McMahon, for real, two guards. Do you see Brian Hall's team and all the athleticism on it?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Plus the only true, proven point guard on your team, mixed with a five-star center who's a jumping jack, and B.J. King. I think that team is the team to beat easily. Your team, if y'all were in a three-team league, I don't see your team winning a game. And that's the honest to God truth, Marcus. I totally respect your opinion, but way too much athleticism on that Brian Hall team. But I would pick and roll you to death with Williams and Quentin Snyder. If B.J. King can keep his man away from the basket, you would be that team would get dunked on. Your team would get dunked on so many times with two guards.
Vince, let me ask you this.
What?
How many times did Anas get dunked on this year?
Well, he would need
Wait. Just indulge me 1 second. How many times did Anas Mahmood get dunked on the entire year?
In an isolation situation, I can think of twice.
Don't disclaim. Bam Adebayo is the only person.
Bam Adebayo did it twice. That is it.
Right. That's one person dunked on him twice. There is nobody. He's the most physically gifted power forward in the entire draft this year. Bam Adebayo did it once. And on conversely, how many dunks did Giannis block this year? 15, 16?
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody's dunking. Who cares about all this athleticism? Because nobody's dunking on Giannis Mahmood, period.
What if they pull him away from the basket? What if they get him away from the basket?
He's not getting pulled away. That's already said. We're going zone against everybody. You're going to have to be 100% from the outside because everything on the inside's on lockdown. Raymond Spalding cannot score on Giannis. There's nobody that can score on Giannis on the inside. We're going zone. We're going Rick Pitino matchup zone. This is a winning game.
I'll stay with this. To win in the NCAA tournament, they talk about all the time. You need rebounding, and you can't turn the ball over. I don't see your team maybe not turning the ball over, but I don't see how your team rebounds with anybody. I mean, you're asking Giannis to do it all on defense and collect all the rebounds. You're putting an awful lot on his shoulders.
Vince, you're right about that.
I mean, I think I think the all-around best team is Brian Hall's team. That's just my opinion. I love you guys. So keep doing what you're doing.
I just let
UK Vince do the talking for me. Listen, I don't even need to say anything.
Brian's the voice of the UK fan.
I don't even need to say anything.
All right.
But
Brian connects with the UK fans.
It is coincidental that I have two five-star players on my team.
That's great. I will say that UK Vince. That's true. UK Vince went public with my biggest fear. I got to give him the pep talk. You got to get some rebounds. You're going to have to get some rebounds because there are going to be some rebounds. But if you don't rebound, we're in trouble. Line two with Deron.
Deron, yeah.
Deron, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Marcus?
Chilling.
How you doing?
Real good.
My son had a tournament this past weekend, man, in Annapolis. And, you know, it was a lot of court stars, so it was different age groups. I got a chance to watch this third and fourth grade team. I believe it's Jeff Teague, to play for the Pacers.
Right.
Yes, this third and fourth grade team, man, you should just see the basketball IQ on these little kids. These kids are so tough. They are trying to manipulate the referees and everything, man.
You mean flop, right?
What's that?
You mean flopping? But when you say manipulate the referees, flop.
No. They trying to get like you telling the ref, it's supposed to be an M1. It's supposed to be an M1. You know, and they trying to get the refs to, you know, it's just crazy. It was so good to see. And I was trying to figure out, like, why does none of the players that came from the Louisville area that's in the pros, they haven't, like, got an AAU team together?
Listen, I'm glad you asked that. I'm glad you asked that question. My man, Ellis Miles, I would give out his email right now. Listen, Ellis Miles, highly involved in the AAU circuit. Tony Williams was involved. I believe DeJuan Weed is getting a team together. He does personal workouts, Jason Osborne. I mean, we got a ton of guys that's absolutely involved. And, I mean, if you send me an inbox or inbox on Facebook or DM or anything, yeah, I will put you in touch with the Louisville guys.
Slide into March's DM.
Listen, they absolutely, you know, have teams put together. But the UK Vince point was very valid.
Yeah, can we go back to UK Vince talking about how good my team was?
And what did he love about your team, Brian?
He loved that it had a true point guard. It had a wing like VJ King that's out on the outside that can stretch the floor. And you have a big man, five-star center, power forward,
so
Malik Williams.
We're assuming VJ King's going to stretch the floor.
Yeah, we know he is.
Well, because he's not getting off anything in the inside.
Okay, well, here's the way.
Wait a minute,
I see
do we all agree with that? Nobody's scoring on the nice on the inside.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Okay, well, now I'm a winner. Keep going.
Well, what about Malik? Malik can.
Malik cannot score on honest moving on
that
the inside.
Malik hit 3 points in the Derby Classic.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Talk about time.
Whoa. Shots fired. He's our man.
I know.
Keep
I know.
This in mind.
People,
we're not,
I'm
we're
telling
not trying to jab
you,
anybody.
I'm telling you what you just heard out of Steve
Rummage.
It was
a good third round.
So authentic.
You know, no. That was authentic. And that was the backlash from watching the UK play. What's his name?
The Alexander kid.
Alexander, yeah. That's going to UK, having a good Derby Classic in front of a good number of UK turnout.
Yeah.
Right?
There was.
I'm telling you, people, Steve had everything riding on Malik Williams, just dominating the entire thing. And again, we admit it. We came up with some, you know, come on, he's tired. He's been the star of the show since he's been here.
For sure.
Well, we cut him some slack live. But, boy, does Steve not let go of that one.
Damn, I know. Gone, Steve.
I know.
Gone.
Come on, man.
He had three. That was so Steve Rummage. He had 3 points in a Derby Festival. Like, that's an indictment. Like, no way he can score on Honest Mahmoud.
Yeah, like, that's it, man.
All right, well, give me a second to defend my team here.
Please.
All right, so I got a little bit of everything, okay? So I got the guard play with Quentin Schneider, the only true point guard. Now, I'll put Quentin
Schneider. Are we allowed Schneider, to say Schneider, or is it Snyder?
Schneider.
Why do you have to add the Schneider?
Well, you know, there's so much, like, Schnatter, Snyder.
That is true.
And there's so much going on
Isn't
right
it
now.
Snyder?
I confuse all the names.
Snyder.
Yes.
Schnatter, Snyder.
And who am I? I'm the one person that should not be correcting anybody's pronunciation of any name on the planet. I'm sorry, Brian. I, I was completely out of line for messing with you about that. Sorry about that.
All right,
go ahead.
So the way I see it is I have a guard with Quentin Schneider. Now, I know Marcus has two point guards, which is my argument. He has two and one big man. I have the big man with Ray Spalding. We each have one big man.
My big man will kill your big man.
I got Malik Williams. He's got Giannis, and Steve has Ray Spalding. So we each got one big. We each have Steve doesn't really have a point guard. I have a point guard. You have two. Steve has both wings. You don't really have a wing. I have a wing with VJ King. That's the way I see it. I got one of everything. Steve is going to dominate on the wings, and you're going to dominate with the guards. And I got a little mix of everything.
I'm going to forward all this material to Honest Mahmood.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tag it. I'm going to put it in little audio clips myself. And I'm going to say, hey, man, you're my cornerstone of my 3-on-3 franchise.
Yeah.
And people are debating me on your behalf, against your behalf.
Yes.
You don't have much time left to prove me right.
Right.
Who we got on? Jackson? Thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have to go with the team with BJ King, Quentin Snyder, and Malik Williams. Have to. You know, BJ is the best scorer out of the group. And in 3-on-3,
true.
When you get the mismatches and everything, people are attacking the basket, people rotating over. You get Giannis rotating over, he's just going to drop it off to Malik. And if
BJ doesn't pass,
BJ's not going to get stopped.
BJ's too streaky.
But he can't get stopped. In close, he's just going to take over. I just think he's the best scorer, pure scorer. Q is the best pure point guard. So I lean towards decision-making. I think that's going to be the big key in that. And then Malik Williams, you know, you got to have a guy that has a little bit of anger in them. And I think some of the other guys just aren't tough enough right now. And they have to be able to score. And I don't think Ray scores enough to make a difference.
Listen, I appreciate the call. I mean, I like the VJ King point.
And turn me into Louisville Bash guy. I can't keep doing this.
I know.
Because I watched Malik Williams get pushed around, man. And I didn't like it.
Was he getting pushed around? Like
I didn't like it.
He was a little late on the rotation.
It's an all-star game, too. I mean, he's going to be a heck of a player, man.
He was just trying to stay healthy.
I know.
Is that acceptable?
I hope so.
Is that acceptable? Because we watched that game, and we put too much on an all-star game on that one.
We did. I was really, like, I needed.
So when you went home.
I yelled at Darius Perry.
When you went home, you let your wife know you were disappointed in today's performance.
I was.
Paula, last call before we get out of here. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hello, gentlemen. I was a little bit behind in listening, and I Googled the information about Jalen Johnson, and
yes.
I just have to share this because it's so typical. When you pull up Jalen, I just searched by his name. It says, former U of L basketball player Jalen Johnson's marijuana conviction has been vacated. That's WDRB here in Louisville.
Right.
In Lexington, it says, U of L Jalen Johnson has marijuana charges diverted.
Hmm. Wow. And did you further read the Lexington article?
Well, of course I did.
Okay, I'm listening. Please share.
It doesn't say anything. The main thing it says, in Kentucky, a criminal defendant can have a plea vacated through diversion programs. Therefore, no case against Johnson exists. All the previous stuff is just standard that he was a U of L basketball player, pleaded guilty to marijuana, yada, yada, yada. So,
that's not a bet. That's a good.
That's a great call, yeah. Paula. Thank you so much.
Anytime. I love you guys.
I was going to say, next time, don't wait so long.
Paul is one of my favorites.
We could drag this out into a whole show, but thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. That's an interesting point, though.
And to be fair,
yeah.
To be fair, yet again, if he took a diversion program, like we'll drop the charges if you get into drug treatment or something, that's a different way to look at it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know all the details.
We don't.
That's all I'm saying.
We don't.
But we will.
And I'm glad you tiptoed around it.
Yeah.
I see that I put that on you. I was the tap dancer. I was MC Hammer. I was Michael Jackson with the entire subject, right?
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm gonna blame you. Well, Steve didn't want to talk about it. He was uncomfortable.
Yeah, Steve's uncomfortable. So I pushed away from the.
As always.
And
the
Brian Hall for the win.
Brian Hall has gotten. Brian's doing the filtering on the call, so I'm assuming he let all.
Yeah. Got some endorsements.
Only Brian Hall let his calls come through. And Brian, Miss Reeve said, "Don't say hello when you answer the phone." She almost hung up. She thought she called the wrong number. You got to say this is my, this
hello.
Yeah, she said you answer the phone. Hello.
No, I said hello. This is 93.9.
You didn't hear that part. Midday with Marcus Maven. Miss Reeves, you were wrong.
Ordering from the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu is like watching yesterday's game recap. You get all the highlights in a short amount of time. And you can enjoy those highlights at discounted prices every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffalo.